Well, welcome again to our thought for the day as we continue our journey through this wonderful chapter of John chapter 17. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for a new day. We thank you again for the wondrous truths of your word. Pray that you will help us to understand and to apply them to our hearts. Lord, bless us in these few moments now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our verse today is verse 9 of John chapter 17, but just to get the context of that verse, let's read from verse 6 of John chapter 17. And it's Jesus speaking. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the word you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Now verse 9, I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Well, in the Old Testament days, the priestly work of Israel's leaders under God had two components, sacrifice and prayer. And I guess we tend to think more of the sacrifice than of the prayer. But the Old Testament records a number of occasions when, for example, Moses and Samuel prayed for the people of God. We find Moses praying for God's people after their sin of the golden calf in Exodus 34. He prays for them after Israel's unbelief on the return of the two spies from the promised land in Numbers 14. Prays for them again in Numbers 21 after the deadly plague of snakes, after their following their result of their grumbling in the desert. And the first 12 chapters of 1 Samuel records four instances of Samuel praying to God for God's people. And here in John's Gospel, we find Jesus, our great high priest, fulfilling the same two roles of sacrifice and of prayer. And again, for God's people. Yes, Jesus wonderfully offers salvation to the entire world. And he still does that today in what is still the day of grace. But he offers himself as the one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for sin. And he intercedes in prayer to his Father only for those who belong to him. And that's indeed exactly what was recorded in Matthew's Gospel, right at the beginning of the Gospel, in chapter 1 and verse 21, when the angel tells Joseph that he is to call the baby Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. But this praying of Jesus, recorded in verse 9, therefore, didn't stop on this night before his crucifixion. It will continue after his resurrection and continues today and into the eternal future. So let's remind ourselves of some of the scriptures that tell us of this wonderful, reassuring truth. The Apostle Paul describes Jesus in Romans 8, verse 34, as the one who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, we read that Christ is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So verse 9 is just the beginning of the eternal priestly intercession offered by Christ for us on the basis of his all-atoning death on the cross. So, Christian brother and Christian sister, take comfort from this wonderful truth today, that Christ is praying to you, to his and to your Heavenly Father. Let me close with a few verses from a hymn by Charles Wesley. He ever lives above, for me to intercede, his all-redeeming love, his precious blood to plead, his blood atoned for this our race, and sprinkles now the throne of grace. The Father hears him pray, his dear anointed Son. He cannot turn away the presence of his Son. His Spirit answers to the blood and tells me, I am born of God. My God is reconciled. His pardoning voice I hear. He owns me for his child, and I no longer fear. With confidence I now draw nigh, and Abba, Father, Abba, cry. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, this is indeed a wonderful truth that we read of today. Lord, may it indeed be sustaining our hearts through this day, knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ sits at your right hand and intercedes for those his precious sons and daughters. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you, for this is all of unmerited grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.